Aloha. Today's episode is sponsored by the Livestock Extension Group out of the University of Hawaii, Manoa College of Tropical Agriculture and Human Resources, the Center for Ag Profitability out of the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, and the Western Sustainable Ag Research and Education Program.
Aloha. Welcome to the Livestock Bala'au, a podcast aimed to provide educational support, information, guidance, and outreach to our livestock stakeholders in Hawaii and the rest of the U.S. We are your hosts, Mele Oshiro and
Shannon Sand.
Today, in our mini episode, we're just going to be talking about updates and some programs that are coming up.
First and foremost, make sure you fill out our feedback fest if you could. Again, have your voice heard so we basically kind of know what you want us to cover over the next few months, hopefully, or years even. Who knows if we can keep this going? We're already almost in season four, which is amazing. So,
I didn't even think we would get this far.
No.
So, thank you guys for listening. And yes, provide any feedback you'd like or suggestions for topics or folks to come on.
Absolutely.
So I guess we'll start with our Hawaii program update. So we have a workshop coming up March 22nd. It is for our Seedless Lucina Hybrids for Sustainable Civil Pasture in Hawaii project, led by Travis Idle. And the workshop's going to be in Kona at the Palamanui West Hawaii campus from 4:30 to 6 p.m. And this is Friday, March 22nd. So we'll talk and cover a bit about the project, some of the field plantings, forage quality of Lucina and some propagation, talk a little bit about sort of the financial model that will be Shannon's responsibility. And then on my end, looking at some extension resources and activities and other programs or workshops and field days that will be coming in the future. So this project sort of on the beginning end of things, but so if you are interested in civil pasture and introduction of some seedless Lucina hybrids into that and how it can be used for grazing, check it out. We will make sure we put the links for registration. I already posted a couple of things on registration, so it's out there already and open for you, and it's also free. But registration is required. We will also be doing an online version, sort of have that option to be doing online as well. So we will be doing that. But you need to request that in our registration that you will be attending in person or online. So,
There is an online option if you're on the other side of the island or on another island. You do have to request that link, and it is still live. During that time on the
it will be live. And then the other thing I wanted to share is part of a graduate student project, trace mineral evaluations and assessments across the state of Hawaii. And we're particularly looking at sheep right now. And of course, we would welcome information in this survey from our other small ruminants, but the survey right now is pointing at sheep and looking at how we can relate how their management styles and practices relates to the nutritional status of the animals, and particularly trace mineral. So we're looking for producers across the state to fill out the survey so we can gather more information about how local sheep producers are managing their herds and if they're using any kind of supplements things and, sort of what kind of forage quality or forage that they're grazing on and how they're managing their herds. So this information is completely confidential, of course, and anonymous when you submit your survey, and will be maintained in secure servers. So the links will be added in there, and it's been shared as well on our social media. Nice. And I just want to say the other part of this project is us physically collecting samples through the processing units so that we can analyze these for trace mineral analysis and look at the nutritional status. So we have a few producers that we're working with in cooperation to do this. But if you are a producer out there that have a sheep herd or small ruminant herd and you're processing animals through a local processing unit and would like to be a part of this project, you're more than welcome to reach out to us. I'll put my email and whatnot in there and let us know if you want to be involved in the project. And, we can definitely see if we can work out with the processing unit that you work with or get your animals processed up. to collect some samples to be analyzed for the project. And then we'll definitely share that analysis with you as well. So if you want to learn more about our sheep management survey and project, research project that we're doing, looking at trace mineral across the evaluation across the state, send us an email. And that's all I've got for Hawaii.
Yes. Okay. So real quick, because it's nationwide, because there are base acres in every state, I checked. FSA sign up ends March 15th for ARC County, ARC Individual, and PLC. So ARC stands for Ag Risk Coverage, and PLC stands for Price Loss Coverage. So if you have base acres, get into your FSA and make sure you fill out that paperwork by the 15th, because if not, they'll auto in my, this is my understanding, so I could be wrong. So caveats are spoken here. I was like, so if I'm wrong, don't blame me or sue me. I don't have any money. I was like, but my understanding is you will automatically be re-enrolled in whatever you previously signed up for. So if you had previously signed up for PLC and you want to switch over to ARC County or ARC IC, you need to get that done. But also you just need to go in to fill out paperwork because, again, there's a lot of programs going on. Those dates end March 15th, and they're doing a hard cutoff this year. I talked to 5 FSA, like, CEDs. So the hard cutoff date of March 15th, this is nationwide, so it includes Hawaii and the West. But just FYI, get that done if you have base acres. So, which hopefully your local agents contacted you. In Nebraska, we are experiencing wildfires in central Nebraska. So for additional information related to that, you can go to the cropwatch.unl.edu/tag/wildfire. It will be linked in our show notes and our YouTube channel. There's information related to emergency preparedness, soil health factors that impact from wildfires, and additional information on USDA Farm Disaster Assistance Programs and a whole lot more. They were able to get the emergency wildfires tag page tab put up today with all the information available currently. And this is being filmed at the end of February. And currently we have lost, we have 71,000 acres currently burning in this area. So again, if you were affected by that, make sure you check out that, and that information is available there. So there's also, on a happier note, because that's not a great one, there's a new virtual Quicken course has been launched. The cost is $20, and it covers specifically setting up Quicken and your books for agriculture. So if anyone's been interested in doing Quicken, Quicken is generally a personal, family, or business finance. Again, this is specifically geared more towards agriculture and how to set it up. But it's $20. You get access to it for, I think, 60 to 90 days. And all the workbooks and stuff, you can download all of those. So if you want that, that is also listed in the show notes and the YouTube page. So,
cool. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. So a quick mini update for the month. I don't think we have anything else in regards to jobs or scholarship. Upcoming guest for this month is Ryan Longman and Cheryl Hugh with HRIP, which is the Hawaii Rangelands Information Portal. It's a new decision support tool that can provide ranchers with site-specific information.
Yeah, so, it's pretty exciting what they're developing right now, and or I should say have developed. So I think it'll be really exciting lesson for everybody. So,
Yeah. And there's going to be a, she does share a little bit of visual things of the site and everything with us. So if you're able to watch this episode, this next episode on YouTube, it'll be helpful because there's some visual things as well. But if not, I think she did a great job explaining it, even though without the visual. So check it out. I'm not going to tell you much more. So you check it out in the episode.
make them want a little more. So, all right. So make sure to follow us on our social media pages, the Livestock Vala'au and the Livestock Extension Group, if you haven't already. Be sure to visit the UHCTAR Extension website and our YouTube channel listed in the show notes.
That's right. And for additional information about this or any other topics or comments, send us an email at vala'au@hawaii.edu. Thanks again for listening to the Livestock Vala'au Mini.
Yep. And before we go, show some love for your favorite podcast by leaving us a review anywhere you listen to this, and then stay tuned for next month's episode.
That's right. Thanks again to our sponsors, the Livestock Extension Group of the University of Hawaii Manoa, College of Tropical Agriculture and Human Resources, the Center for Ag Profitability of the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, and the Western Sustainable Agriculture Research and Education Program. Mahalo for listening.
Mahalo.